All right, so for this deep dive, you handed me a whole stack of excerpts from this web forum thing called HSG.
HSG.
Yeah,
Okay.
and apparently it's all about the webcomic Homestuck. But just glancing at this stuff, I'm not so sure that's really the whole story.
Yeah, you're right. It's not that simple.
Okay.
Think of it less like a Homestuck book club and more like we're anthropologists.
Okay.
Drop right into some new tribe.
Interesting.
You know, Homestuck is kind of the common ground,
I
the
see.
shared language they're all using to talk about.
Okay.
Well, everything else, really.
So Homestuck is more like a starting point than like the main event.
Exactly. We're seeing all their in-jokes, their values, even their like little personal dramas,
Wow.
all filtered through this Homestuck lens.
Okay. I'm intrigued. What's the first thing that like jumps out at you when you look at all this?
Well, the name itself is interesting.
Oh, okay.
HSG, short for Homestuck General. You'd think it'd be all about the comic. Yeah, but it's surprisingly rare to see them actually talking about the plot or the characters.
So that makes the name almost ironic then.
Right, which is very much in line with the whole community's sense of humor, actually. They're really heavy on irony and sarcasm. Lots of what we might call like dark humor. You'll see them joking about like the death of another user in one thread,
Wow.
and then like debating the finer points of music theory in the next.
Whoa, okay. That's a pretty intense shift in tone.
It is, and it's important to like keep that in mind as we go through these excerpts.
Okay.
What might seem offensive at first glance
Yeah.
could be totally normal banter in this community.
Okay, duly noted. I'm already sensing a lot of strong personalities just in here.
Oh yeah.
Are there any recurring users that like stand out to you?
Definitely.
Okay.
One that comes up a lot is Mom, which stands for Mage of Mind.
Mage of Mind.
Yeah. He seems to be both respected
Okay.
and frequently targeted by other users.
Really?
Almost like a rite of passage.
And you said he. Do we know anything about the demographics of this forum?
That's something we'll have to kind of piece together from context clues.
Okay.
In Mom's case, other users refer to him with male pronouns, but it's not always so clear-cut.
Okay.
There's another user, Mirzachan, who runs a separate website
Okay.
that this community seems to admire, but there's no explicit mention of their gender.
Interesting. So, a bit of a mystery there. What about the content itself? Are there any like recurring themes or topics that give us insight into what this community values?
Absolutely. Music is a big one.
Music.
Yeah, they have all these deep discussions about their tastes, sharing recommendations, and even debating what constitutes like good music.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of like obscure band names in here that I've never even heard of. Is
Right.
that a common thread?
Definitely. They seem to pride themselves on their like eclectic taste and have a real disdain for mainstream music.
Okay.
In one thread, a user even compares listening to playlists to being a hillock,
Slick.
which, for those unfamiliar with Homestuck, is basically a being that prioritizes logic and reason over emotion and intuition.
Wow, they're really using Homestuck concepts to like analyze everything. Huh.
Yeah.
It's more than just a fandom, it's like a whole philosophical framework.
Right, it infiltrates their language, their humor, even their value judgments.
It's pretty intense. And speaking of judgment, another major theme is this concept of homostealth.
Homo stealth.
Yeah, I saw that term pop up a few times. What exactly does it mean?
It's used derisively to describe people who claim to be Homestuck fans, but only like certain parts of the comic,
Okay.
typically the earlier, more popular arcs.
So, like the bandwagon fans?
Yeah, they're seen as bandwagoners or like fake fans in a way.
So, there's a definite hierarchy within the fandom then. Like, you're
Yeah.
not a true fan unless you embrace all of it, flaws and all.
That seems to be the sentiment. It's tied to that desire for authenticity we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
They want to prove they're the real fans, the ones who truly understand and appreciate the work on a deeper level.
I'm sensing a lot of passion, but also a lot of potential for conflict there.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And speaking of conflict,
Yeah.
we see a lot of that directed towards Andrew Hussey, the creator of Homestuck.
Yeah, I noticed they keep referring to him as who. Is that meant to be like affectionate or mocking?
It's hard to say. It's likely a bit of both.
Okay.
They simultaneously admire his work and seem to like resent him for decisions he made with the comic.
Interesting. So it's complicated.
They analyze his artistic choices.
Yeah.
They debate his writing style. They even speculate about his personal life.
Wow. So this is more than just a fan forum. It's a whole ecosystem of like passion and debate and maybe even a bit of obsession.
Precisely. And there's one more recurring theme that's particularly intriguing.
Okay.
The frequent discussion of NTR,
I was wondering about that. For those of us not in the know,
sure.
Can you explain what that means and why it seems to be such a hot topic here?
Yeah. NTR is a Japanese term.
Okay.
Short for netarare, which roughly translates to cuckolding or sexual betrayal.
Okay.
It's a trope often found in anime and manga.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to hold a strange fascination for this community.
From what I'm seeing, they're not just like casually mentioning it. They're having in-depth discussions about it.
Right.
The psychology of it, the emotional implications, even connecting it to broader themes of betrayal and loss of control.
Exactly. It's a topic that's often taboo, even disturbing to some.
Yeah.
But for this community, it seems to be a way of exploring anxieties about relationships, trust, even their own place within the social hierarchy of the forum.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground already, but I feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
I har. This is a community rich with inside jokes, unique language, and a whole visual culture built around custom themes and stickers.
Wow.
But before we dive deeper into those aspects,
okay,
I want to come back to this tension we're seeing.
Right.
The passion for Homestuck, but also the resentment towards its creator, the desire for connection, but also the constant infighting.
Yeah.
I think that's the key to understanding what makes this community tick.
I agree. So for you listening, as we continue this deep dive, keep that tension in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how it plays out in the specific examples we discuss.
Yes.
And ask yourself, what does it reveal about the human need to belong, even in the most chaotic and contradictory of online spaces?
Good question.
Okay, so we've established that HSG is like this fascinating mix of passion and contradiction.
Huh.
Where should we go from here?
Let's look closer at this idea of homo stealth.
Okay.
We talk about how it's used to criticize fans who only like certain parts of the comic.
Yeah.
But I think it goes even deeper than just gatekeeping.
Oh, how so?
Remember, this community has a deep, almost obsessive relationship with Andrew Hussey.
Right.
They see him as a genius, but also hold him responsible for perceived flaws in the comic.
Hmm.
Homo stealth accusations almost become a way of policing loyalty.
Okay.
Not just to the work itself, but to their idealized vision of Hussey.
So it's like if you criticize the later parts of Homestuck, you're not just disagreeing with the creative choices. You're betraying the community's faith in their idol.
Exactly. It ties back to that need for authenticity we keep seeing.
Okay.
They want to believe in Hussey's genius, so anyone who expresses doubt is seen as a threat.
Which explains why the discussions can get so heated. It's not just about taste, it's about defending, like, your core beliefs.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see how this dynamic plays out in other areas, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like their music discussions.
Yeah, they're constantly, like, judging each other's taste in music. I saw one thread where a user gets totally ripped apart for admitting they enjoy listening to, like, pre-made playlists.
Oh, yeah. That's a great example.
Yeah.
For them, creating a playlist is seen as cheating.
Wow.
You know, it's about proving you have the knowledge and the dedication to, like, discover music on your own.
Interesting.
It's not enough to just enjoy the music. You have to earn it.
It's like their taste in music becomes a badge of honor, a way to prove their authenticity, just like their devotion to all things Homestuck.
Exactly. And it all comes back to that desire for control, for validation within the community.
Oh, wait.
They want to be seen as the true fans, the ones who truly understand and appreciate
right.
what makes Homestuck and by extension, their community special.
Speaking of control, there was this whole incident where Mom, who I guess has some administrative power on the forum,
right.
starts like banning people left and right.
Right, the IP banning incident?
Yeah.
It's a fascinating glimpse into the power dynamics of this online space.
Some users were defending him, saying he was just trying to keep things in order, but others saw it as like a total power trip.
Yeah, it highlights a tension that exists in a lot of online communities, actually.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance freedom of expression with the need to moderate and protect the space from harassment and abuse?
Right. And it's especially tricky
right.
when the lines between like personal disagreements and actual harm can be so blurry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in this case, it gets even more complicated.
Okay.
Because there are hints of like personal grudges and rivalries fueling the whole conflict.
Oh, wow.
It's not just about maintaining order. It's about personal vendettas.
So it's messy. It's a reminder that these are real people with real emotions and histories interacting in this virtual space.
Right. The drama and conflict we're seeing aren't just abstract concepts.
Mm-hmm.
They have real-world consequences for the individuals involved.
Which brings us to, like, the intriguing case of Marza Chen and her website.
Yeah.
It's described as this sort of oasis away from the negativity of the main forum.
Right.
What can you tell us about that?
From the excerpts, it seems like Marzipan's website is seen as a place for more positive and creative expression.
Okay.
There's less of the aggressive debate and more focus on like sharing art, music, and personal stories.
I notice Mom in particular seems to have a strong reaction to it,
Yeah.
almost like he's envious of the community Marzipan has built.
Yes, it's an interesting dynamic. He
Yeah.
praises her website, but there's also this sense of possessiveness there, maybe even a bit of resentment. It's like he sees her success as a challenge to his authority within the HSG community.
So even in this supposed oasis, the power dynamics and insecurities of the main forum are still at play.
Seems so. It's a reminder that these online communities, even the seemingly positive ones,
Right.
are still microcosms of the real world with all its complexities and imperfections.
It's like they're all trying to create this perfect utopian space, free from the negativity and drama of their real lives,
Right.
but their human nature keeps like creeping in.
That's a very astute observation.
Well,
And it leads us to like the most challenging and perhaps controversial topic we need to address,
okay.
the community's fixation on NTR.
Right. I have to admit, I was a bit taken aback by how frequently this topic comes up.
Yeah.
What's your take on it? Why is it such a point of fascination for them?
It's complex. On the surface, it seems like just a morbid curiosity, a fascination with a taboo subject.
Right.
But if you look closer at their discussions,
Okay.
you'll see they're engaging with NTR in a nuanced and surprisingly intellectual way. They're exploring the psychology of betrayal, the power dynamics in relationships,
Wow.
even connecting it to philosophical concepts like the fear of loss of control.
So it's less about the sexual aspect and more about like the emotional and psychological ramifications.
Exactly. Remember, this is a community that's already obsessed with power dynamics,
Right.
with proving their worth and authenticity. NTR, in its most extreme form, represents the ultimate loss of control.
Okay.
Your partner chooses someone else, often someone you perceive as inferior,
Right.
and you're left powerless to stop it.
It like taps into their deepest fears then, the fear of being replaced, of losing your status, of not being good enough.
Precisely. And it's worth noting that they often use Japanese terms and concepts when discussing NTR.
Interesting.
It's like they're creating a safe distance,
Okay.
using this foreign language to explore uncomfortable emotions
I see.
that they might not be able to address directly in their own words.
So it's not just about the topic itself, it's about the way they're using language to create a sense of detachment, almost like they're observing a phenomenon from afar rather than confronting it head on.
That's a very insightful observation. It's a coping mechanism we see in a lot of online communities,
Okay.
especially those that deal with sensitive or potentially triggering topics.
Okay. I think I'm starting to understand this community better. They're intelligent, passionate, but also deeply insecure.
Yeah.
They crave connection, but they fear vulnerability. They idolize their creator, but resent him for his perceived failing.
You're getting it.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them so fascinating to study.
Yeah.
They're a microcosm of so many online communities, full of contradictions and complexities.
So as we move into the final part of this deep dive,
Okay.
I think the big question is, where does all this leave them?
Right.
What's the takeaway here? What can we and you listening learn from this exploration of HSG culture? If it feels like we've kind of been circling this idea, you know, of
Yeah.
this deep contradiction at the heart of this whole community.
Yeah, there's this real push and pull between their desire for like connection
Right.
and their tendency to just tear each other down.
It's like they want to belong, but they're also afraid of getting too close.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They build each other up with praise and inside jokes,
Yeah.
but then there's always this undercurrent of like snark and judgment.
Maybe it's a defense mechanism. Like they're protecting themselves from vulnerability by just keeping everyone at arm's length.
That's a very astute observation. It's safer to be the one dishing out the insults
Right.
than to be the one on the receiving end.
But doesn't that create like a self-fulfilling prophecy? The
Yeah.
more they push each other away with negativity, the harder it becomes to like form genuine connections.
Absolutely. It becomes a vicious cycle.
Right.
They crave intimacy, but they're also afraid of it.
Yeah.
So they end up replicating the same patterns of hurt and rejection that
Wow.
they're likely trying to escape in the first place.
It's kind of tragic when you think about it. They have so much potential for like creativity and intellectual exploration,
Yeah.
but it's all overshadowed by this constant need to prove themselves to one another.
I think that's a key insight. They're so focused on proving their worth, their authenticity,
Right.
that they lose sight of the joy of simply connecting with others who share their passions.
So what's the antidote? Is there like a way to break out of the cycle?
I believe there is. It starts with awareness.
Okay.
Recognizing our own patterns, our own tendencies towards like negativity and judgment.
And then what?
Making a conscious choice to engage differently.
Okay.
To focus on building each other up instead of tearing each other down.
But that's easier said than done, right?
Yeah.
Especially in like an online environment where anonymity can breed cruelty.
It's definitely a challenge, but I think it's a challenge worth undertaking.
Okay.
We have to remember that behind every screen name,
yeah,
every avatar, there's a real person with real feelings.
And those feelings matter, even in the seemingly ephemeral world of online forums.
Yeah, exactly. Our words have power. They can hurt, they can heal, and it's up to us to choose how we wield that power.
That's a powerful message. I think we could all benefit from hearing that.
I agree. It's a message that transcends any specific online community.
Yeah.
It's about how we choose to interact with each other in the digital age.
So you, as you navigate your own online communities, remember what we've learned from this deep dive into HSG. It's a reminder that even in the most chaotic and contradictory of spaces, there's always the potential for connection and growth.
Absolutely.
But it requires us to be mindful, to be empathetic, and to choose kindness over cynicism.
Beautifully said.
That's it for our exploration of HSG. It's been a wild ride full of insights and contradictions, but hopefully we've left you with something to ponder as you continue your own digital journeys. Remember to stay curious, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay kind.
Until next time.